Section 230, that is a piece of legislation that was created to protect content collectors. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and other companies of their ilk provide free services for your content, including your personal information. Remember, there's no such thing as a free lunch. We're now at the point where we have lost sight of the fact that they are private companies with business models that we may not agree with. As with any other company, they have the right to be wrong, but not illegal. Their customers have to decide whether or not they're willing to patronize the company. Competition is the safeguard of the people. There are other providers of their services. It's becoming apparent that the future appears to be one of liberal companies and conservative companies. The liberal companies will cater to their clients, and the conservative companies will cater to their clients. It is government's responsibility to ensure that there is competition. Enabling more suits is not a good thing, despite the bait and switch that the social media outlets have done. As for the internet infrastructure, the government must ensure that no political or religious biases are introduced. Specifically, IPs of conservatives should not be throttled down or their traffic otherwise restricted based on their politics or religion. The same thing applies to telephone services. The rise of the internet-supported policy machine was not addressed in the Telecommunications Act of 1996, of which Section 230 is a part of Title V. The FCC should address the conflation of news and opinion so that the people are protected from media flim-flam artists on issues of national interest. All information needs to be labeled as entertainment, real event, opinion, or spin, propaganda. Freedom of speech is not negotiable. However, when millions of people are being addressed, proper labeling is a must in order to minimize deception.